Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Good morning and welcome to Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan, Director of Marketing at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, and my co-host and partner in good, Miss Crystal Clark, is here with us this morning. Good morning, Crystal.
Good morning. It's always a blessing to be here.
Well, you do make my day a lot better. The world knows that. You're not a secret anymore. Definitely a weapon.
We're out here in the open.
You know? We're out here. We're not hiding anything, people. So this is episode number 40.
Wow.
So we've done 40 episodes of Your Power, Your Money. Mm-hmm. A lot of good content. Yes. A lot of fun.
A lot of fun.
And, you know, Your Power, Your Money is simply a conversation about how you can take control of your money life. You can find us right here each Friday at 9:06 a.m. on Supertalk 103.3 or check out our podcast content on supertalk.fm. Look for Your Power, Your Money and listen to us anytime, anywhere. Mm-hmm. Okay, Crystal, this week we're going to talk more about fraud.
Okay.
Right? We're going to talk a little bit about how to be a smart spender. I think we've gone through this. That's an acronym.
Yes.
You know, where you spend your money shows what you value most in life. So we'll go through that after we talk a little bit about shared branching.
Okay.
So this is a great service that our members and members of credit unions all across the country get to use. And, you know, there's other things we're going to talk about. Remote deposit capture, ACH, some P2P, things like that.
A lot of great services that we offer there at First Mississippi. All right. So since this is a fresh topic, let's talk about some recent attempts of fraud. A member of ours was contacted by phone and someone was posing as a First Mississippi employee.
Now, this is, you know, we think this is important enough that we're going to talk about it.
Yes.
Over and over and over again, because things keep popping up, new approaches. Mm-hmm. The fraudsters, the fishers, they're getting smarter, mm-hmm. right? So let me give you some of the details, and so you can just have a real-time, you know, approach to what might happen, right? So the member got a phone call. Mm-hmm. The phone number, you know, was our number, the 601-693-6873. Mm-hmm. You can call us anytime. They claim to be with First Mississippi. They asked her about her transactions, her transaction history, and then started asking her some personal banking information. Mm. So, you know, after this was reported, we checked our system and no contact had been made from the credit union side. And they were asking for full card expiration date. They verified her email address, but the member eventually just cut them off and said,
proud of her.
You know, and that's the idea. The moment that you have a second mm-hmm. of doubt, that's when you just, you know, no harm, no foul. If you hang up on us, we'll call you back.
Right.
you know, it started asking for some other personal information. And, like I said, we looked, even though it was a 693-6873 number on the incoming read, that was not who was calling.
So the number looked legit and the person was trying to, you know, be a great actor and,
right.
and be a First Mississippi employee, but no one can be us.
And that's you know, when you say that out loud, you think about it. Yeah, you'll know when you're talking
you'll
to us.
You'll know. And I like that this member took the time instead of being, you know, rushed and anticipated, she thought about it. She was like, something doesn't sound right here.
See something, say something.
And she stopped it. And even if, you know, you think it's us and you want to just be sure, you can always hang up and call us back and say, hey, I just got off the phone with someone. Is this First Mississippi? Have y'all been trying to call me?
And you know, I found, like I signed up for a new service the other day and mm-hmm. they wanted me to, you know, invite other people. Mm-hmm. So as I sent out some of those notices, I started getting emails and texts back saying, hey, is this you?
Right.
So it's easy enough, if you're not sure, mm-hmm. to check it that way. The one thing about this call, our member said that the guy's accent sounded foreign.
Oh, wow.
And hard to understand. Mm-hmm. Now, we might sound foreign and hard to understand sometimes.
We have that southern drawl.
But again, the moment that you doubt something, right? Yeah, just don't even hang it up. Call us and we can kind of find this out. So let's talk about fraud and identity theft. And, you know, if you call me, are you going to ask me my Social Security number?
No. And I just want to, you know, make that very clear that we do have a fraud department that goes along with our debit card. So if they do see some transactions that are out of state or out of your normal, they will contact you. Again, they have several different ways to contact you.
Right.
And that's why we stress the importance of doing financial checkups and updating your information so that we can have a good phone number, a good email, so that we can call or text you. Because not only will they call you, they will send you an email too saying that, hey, right, this is First Mississippi.
So this is that social engineering that we talked about. Mm-hmm. They spend a lot of time looking at each person and coming up with things like your dog's name or your mother's maiden name. But, you know, you're only required to give your Social Security number for income tax records, medical records, college records, even loan applications and vehicle registration. But, you know, protect that.
Protect yourself. And they say don't carry things like your Social Security card in your wallet or your birth certificate. I had a bad habit of that.
Yep.
But I have a safe place in my home and I have a copy of it, like a picture of it, just in case I need it for something. But I do not carry it around in my wallet anymore. And I have it secured in my phone. So, you know, you have to have a code to get in and to view those photos, too. So, you know, just protecting yourself.
And this is where shredding your mail, protecting things that are in your mailbox, being diligent about picking your mail up and making sure nothing gets into the wrong hands.
And not throwing your trash away in public, you know, dumpsters or public trash cans. But again, we have people that go through those things that are looking for information that they can use to commit fraud.
And, you know, porch pirates picking up packages, they're also looking for bills and other things that could
credit
be laying
cards
around.
That you've been approved for that come in the
That's
mail.
That's right. And, you know, they even suggest getting a P.O. box to have your bills sent to. Now, that's another step.
That's another step. And I like that idea, too, because if you live in a neighborhood, if you know you've had some missing documents or some missing mails, getting you that P.O. box just gives you that extra security. So we have some members that just get everything sent to a P.O. box and not their home, and they make that very clear. And so we respect those decisions at First Mississippi. You don't have to have it coming directly to your home. You can have your mail and your documents go to a P.O. box.
But again, we just want to stress that, you know, being aware of your surroundings is important when you're walking around, walking down the street. But when it comes to your money life, gosh, there's so many things to remember, but that's what your power, your money is all about.
Right.
So let's talk about being smart.
All right. So we're going back to the SMART acronym. Mm. So the first letter stands for self-awareness.
Okay.
Will this expense add value to my life? You have to ask yourself these questions.
Right.
Lots of products makes our lives easier, but is it best to buy things as you will that you would not use, or something that would just build up in your closet and collect dust?
You know, that whole, I'm going to save some money in the future thing, yeah, that's not real.
Really? It's really not. Because once you buy those things and you put it in the closet, sometimes you forget about it and it's a year later.
I mean,
later.
Not me, but I know people. I know people that have forgotten things. And you know, I don't know. Being self-aware is important. I think you and I talked about on an earlier show, because this is number 40.
40.
We should have some echo or rant.
We should have had a party or something.
Yeah. Oh, there's now Shelly's. Shelly's giving us sound effects. I mean, that's extra if we want sound effects. But, you know, I think you were loading stuff in your trunk.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in the summer, that ain't going to work. Everything will just melt away here where we live.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, self-aware is really important. And frankly, that's what we were talking about. And kudos to our member that experienced that terrible thing yesterday.
Yes.
He did the right thing.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I'm a he who has the most stuff wins kind of guy. So let's move to the next letter. S was the first. M is the second letter. What's your motive for this purchase?
Right.
Am I buying this for the right reason?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong with looking cool, but if you're only buying a thing to impress people, you'll always be chasing after those Joneses, as they say, or the Clarks in my case. Hey, look at me. Look what I do. you know, again, what is your motive? Right. Is it going to serve a purpose?
Is it for the right reason?
And we're skeptical on saving money in the future, mm-hmm. right? Because mm-hmm. we're in the present.
We're in the present.
So that was SM. Next is
affordability.
Affordability.
Is this in my budget?
Oh, here it comes again.
One of the best things you can do for your money is have a budget, and that's having a plan for your money.
Can you hear the Beyonce music in the background?
I need that to start playing.
Me too.
When you tell your money where to go, where and how you spend it, you will know what you can afford. So again, having that budget, having that outline, that plan for your finances is a way that you can be a smart spender.
So
R
is next.
R is for research.
Okay.
Is this expense the best option or retailer price? So everybody has a cell phone. Everybody has access to the internet. So
that's
you
right.
can just
makes that one easier.
Instead of just shopping at the first place, you can search. You can shop around and see where you get your best deals at.
That's right.
Take some time to do some research before clicking buy, the buy now button. And the more you know, the better decisions you can make. So take your time.
And you know, do your homework. And have you ever bought something that you regretted?
Yes.
I mean, I chose you as my boss, so that's been good for me. Best decision I ever made, right?
Yes.
So, okay, buying an older model, something gently used, that's what you did. Let's talk about that last letter in the SMART acronym.
Okay.
Is what? Is timing.
Timing. Again, take your time. Timing is now the best time. Is this the best time to buy? Just because you want something, it doesn't mean you need it now. Think about the timing of the purchase. If you say something now, you might have to say, if you say yes to something now, you may have to say no to something later.
Ouch.
So that's just your priorities.
That's right.
So if I go out and buy a new car today, I may not be able to pay my bills.
Well,
that's due tomorrow.
And that's being self-aware, mm-hmm. right? I mean, okay, you can buy a used car.
You can
find a really nice used car for a lot less money.
Mm-hmm.
Now we've got this whole tariff situation, and I see a lot of new cars.
Yeah, and if you're looking for a used car, visit our website,
yep.
firstmississippi.com. Under autos, we have cars that go up for bidding. So
we've talked about self-awareness, motive, affordability, research,
and
timing.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's time for us to take a break. So when we come back, we'll talk more about a great credit union member benefit, which is shared branching. That was a mouthful. You're listening to Your Power, Your Money on Super Talk 103.3. Stay with us. Hey, this is Jerome Trahan, host of Your Power, Your Money, right here on 103.3 Super Talk Meridian each Friday at 9:06 a.m. This is radio that educates and empowers our community to understand their money. Real conversations that we can all relate to about taking control of our money live. Join me, Jerome Trahan, right here on Your Power, Your Money, brought to you by First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. You can join us each week or download the Super Talk Mississippi app to live stream our show anytime or listen to our podcast series on the Super Talk Mississippi website. Welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm your host, Jerome Trahan, and with me, my not-so-secret weapon, Crystal Clark. You're listening to Your Power, Your Money, and brought to you by First Mississippi Federal Credit Union.
Yes.
So let's jump back a little bit, Crystal.
Okay.
We talked about being smart in our money decisions. Mm-hmm. That little SMART acronym can help you. But let's talk about something that I really want to educate our listeners on,
okay.
Shared branching.
All right. Shared branching means that you can use the network of credit unions locally and around this country.
That's right.
You can look for the co-op's shared branching logo to find a participating credit union.
That's right.
You can go to our website, 1stms.com, and search shared branching and find all of the details.
That's right. So, and I believe on our site, you go to services or convenience services,
uh-huh.
right, and follow the drop down.
Mm-hmm.
And get to shared branching.
And even on the mobile app as well, under location, you can see it, once you put in your zip code,
yeah,
it'll show you different credit unions and ATMs that you can use too that are in the shared branching network.
And you know, this is a member benefit that allows you, if for some reason
mm-hmm.
The credit union is closed. I know we had an incident several weeks ago where we closed early. You know, it gives you the ability to
right.
go to a member credit union. Any of the credit unions locally, and
mm-hmm.
Just you can do everything that you
services.
Would do, right?
Yes. And I love it because I like to preach it to people, and especially ones that say, hey, I want to close my account. I think I'm going to move out of town or move into a different state. And I'm like, wait, you don't have to close the account. You can still have the account with us.
That's right.
All you have to do is visit a local credit union that's near to you using shared branching, and you can do the same, you know, services or transactions that you would do here in your home bank. So you don't have to lose that advantage that you have. You may have been with us for over 10 years, you know, that relationship. You want to keep that going, and we will still be able to help you even if you move. So keeping your, you know, original credit union account, if you move, you can use shared branching. If you're traveling out of town, can use shared branching. It's a great benefit that
we offer. And you can get cash, you can make deposits, mm-hmm. you can verify account balances, you can transfer funds between accounts, rather, and you make a loan payment, purchase a money order, traveler's check, all that. You know, go to the shared branching link on our website. There's a Find a Co-op shared branch mm-hmm. that'll show you, you know, the co-op shared branch logo looks a little bit like the recycling logo. But okay, so there's a new wrinkle.
Yes.
Another layer of protection that has been put into place as of May the 1st.
Right.
If you're an out-of-state member using shared branching, you'll need to verify who you are mm-hmm. with the new ID check.
Okay.
Now, you can find this info on the homepage of our website. Securely verify your identity in branch with ID check. There's a QR code. You can shoot that QR code. It'll take you through the verification process. It started May the 1st, 2025, and it really is an important enhancement to the co-op, you know, branching shared branching service. This new technology is designed to make in-branch transactions safe and way more secure.
Mm-hmm.
Fraud is the reason. ID check ensures that you can access your account. You know, and someone took me through it at the credit union. It's very simple. You follow the prompts. I think you have to upload your driver's license, a photo.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I know you would have to, you know, dress up. You can't just be taken.
You want a cute picture.
You do want a cute picture, or you can look at my driver's license to understand why a cute picture. So tell me how this works.
All right, so we're going to break it down a little bit here. When you're visiting a shared branch location, you want to bring in your smartphone and your government-issued ID to complete a simple verification process. The first step in this process is that you will scan the QR code located in the branch. If you come to First Mississippi, we have it located in the lobby and also on our website. Or you can visit verify.coop.org. The second step is to select your credit union's name from the drop-down list.
Mm-hmm.
Third is to enter your member number and the last four digits of your Social Security number. The fourth step, upload a photo of your ID. Five, take a selfie. Look cute.
Yeah.
People are going to see this.
Some people are cuter than others.
And a tip for this is save your validation for an even quicker experience for next time. And the last step, show your one-time passcode to the teller. The passcode is valid for 20 minutes.
So when you go through the process mm-hmm. and you've uploaded, it'll send you that passcode. You know, this is another way of two-factor authentication,
right,
which we'll be talking about further. There's going to be more steps. But folks, I know it seems intimidating, mm-hmm. but you've got to do these things. Mm-hmm. It is just the way to keep yourself safe.
Yeah. And if you're a local member here and you need help with setting it up, or you just really don't understand, you're more than welcome to come in and talk to our member service representatives or the tellers, and we can help you get this set up. So when it's time for travel, you'll already have this done.
We will be doing some more workshops where we'll invite people to come in. Maybe we'll have some food out there after mm-hmm. hours, music, fun.
Something fun, because
we're always fun.
We do. We
and we're always eating.
Financial education plus fun equals people will come.
That's right. I think that's true. You know, why don't we go ahead and take our next break here,
okay,
and that'll give us time to dig into some of these other things. So we'll talk more about those member benefits, shared branching, RDC, ACH, a lot of acronyms. You're listening to Your Power, Your Money on Super Talk 103.3. Stay with us. Hey, this is Jerome Trahan, host of Your Power, Your Money, right here on 103.3 Super Talk Meridian each Friday at 9:06 a.m. This is radio that educates and empowers our community to understand their money. Real conversations that we can all relate to about taking control of our money live. Join me, Jerome Trahan, right here on Your Power, Your Money, brought to you by First Mississippi Federal Credit Union. You can join us each week or download the Super Talk Mississippi app to live stream our show anytime or listen to our podcast series on the Super Talk Mississippi website. All right, welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. I'm Jerome Trahan. My co-host and secret weapon, Miss Crystal Clark's here with me. Clark with no E.
You've done so good.
I really have. I've really tried. It's a sad thing.
I can see the progress.
True. I mean, it's the effort. That's really all you want. Mm-hmm. You just want to see me try. All right, well, welcome back to Your Power, Your Money. You know, we talked a little bit about smart money decisions, mm-hmm. and that's an acronym for SMART is S-M-A-R-T, or mm-hmm. self-awareness. Motive, which is why you're buying, what you're buying. Is it affordable? Are you really saving the money? Do that research so that you know these things and make sure your timing is correct. Because,
right.
you know, deciding to do a impulse purchase
could hurt you in the long run.
Show is. I mean, it's hard.
It is. Okay. And we also discussed share branching.
That's right.
All of this stuff is right there on our website, and you can access online banking from the desktop or use our mobile banking through the app. And you can have everything right there in your pocket or in the palm of your hands.
And, you know, it's 1STMS, firstmississippi.com. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a lot of pertinent things will be right there on the homepage. There's a search engine. You can just click on that magnifying glass, type in what you're looking for, and it'll drop you to that appropriate place on the mm-hmm. website. So this is something I really just love. You know, there's a whole movement by some of the more savvy, mm-hmm. they say, usually younger people who are basically unbanked, and they use their smartphone for all of their banking. Cash App, Venmo, Chime, you know, and a lot of these things you see advertised on TV, you can get your check early mm-hmm. if you use this service. Well, guess what? You can get your check early with First Mississippi.
That's right.
So, you know, all of those items that are attractive to some of the online bankers are available for everyone here at First Mississippi, to our members, to most credit unions. And, you know, again, we're protected by the NCUA, so your funds are protected. Now, if you give out your information and somebody, yeah, that's not what we mean
no.
by protected, right?
No, not at all.
So let's talk about some of these things a little more in detail.
Okay. All right. So we have RDC. I know y'all love these acronyms that we're throwing out at you here, but we use these on a daily at the credit union.
That's
so the
Romy Deposit Capture.
Oh, is that Romy Deposit?
That's
Cash?
What I thought it was. Oh, Romy Deposit Cash. Yes.
So RDC stands for Remote Deposit Capture.
Okay, don't listen to me. Yep.
This is where you take a picture with your phone and you deposit a check the minute you get it without having to come into the branch. So this feature is really a convenience feature. So if someone pays you with a check, you can take a picture of the front and back and have it deposited into your checking or savings account. It's up to you. You can do this on the weekends or through the weekday.
Now, how quickly does that go into your account?
So we monitor these. Yeah. They do have to be reviewed, and there's certain things that have to be done. So you do have to sign it on the back.
Right.
You do have to say for remote deposit capture, because if you don't, then you
yep.
can bring that into the branch. That's a whole nother problem. So as long as you have those two things done, it could take, I would say, maybe 10 minutes at the max.
And just remember, we do this out of love, mm-hmm. right? We force you to go through some of these steps, which, look, we've all had to learn these things. So don't be worried about that.
Right.
You can come to the credit union and ask for a little help. Again, look for our workshops. If we come out to your business and talk about financial literacy, that's a great time to say, hey, show me the app.
Right. And our member service ladies, they are so nice. They love to see you coming in. They love to go into detail about these products because it makes it easier on them.
That's
if
right.
you can come in and if you can deposit the check on your phone, then you don't have to come in and wait in a long line and have that process done for you.
Yeah.
So it's a convenient thing, and it just saves you time.
Now, somebody gave me a check, mm-hmm. and about a week later, my wife said, did you deposit that check? And I was like, right at the second I got it, lady, I just used RDC,
mm-hmm.
took a picture. you know, so again, we do monitor these incoming requests. Mm-hmm. And we are going to take the time to make sure that it's valid.
Right.
Because this is where fraud pops in. Mm-hmm. You know, we also have a policy of if your account hasn't been used in 6 months, mm-hmm. it's going to fall into dormancy, right. which locks it down.
So no activity.
No activity. It's a big fraud deal. But again, remote deposit capture.
Remote deposit capture, great service. Please use it. Save you a lot of time.
Now, so the this next, is my favorite.
The next thing I have is ACH transfers.
Gotcha.
So if your check comes into the credit union monthly and is directly deposited into your account, you can have access to those funds usually up to 3 days early.
That's right.
And there is a small fee, but it's totally worth it. So if you get a direct deposit coming to First Mississippi and you have the mobile app, we stress the importance of having the mobile app, you will see a little banner come across the top and it says you have deposits pending.
Yep.
You can click that little banner, and as long as you have that fee amount in that account, you can get your check deposit right then. So it can be up to 3 days early. That can save you late fees,
yep.
overdraft fees, yep. all kind of things.
As soon as those funds hit the warehouse. Now, I'm assuming that's also true with government checks, mm-hmm. anything like
yes,
that,
anything
treasury,
coming in ACH.
Yep. So
deposit.
You see that it's, you know, it's really very well done. I mean, you know, it's not, hey, you got money,
mm-hmm.
Mug me, take my money. No, it's a very nice little, hey, you got a pending mm-hmm. transfer. You click on it. It's a $10 fee. Mm-hmm. And you know what? So worth it. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, fees are always something that is problematic. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you're getting a check for, you know, $700, $800, $1,000, what is 10 bucks?
Or if you're looking to pay a bill, you know, a bill is due that day, instead of getting a $30 fee because the item has
there
been
you go.
Returned
yeah.
and then having to pay them, you know, for a bounce check or a return item, that $10 looked really interesting.
Oh, it is, you know, again, one of the things that I really love, and you know, and I see a lot of these online bankers, you know, promoting this, and there's even some, you know, one, I think it's Chime, I believe, maybe it is Clover, somebody, mm-hmm. you know, they're saying, hey, you can get $500 of your money anytime.
Mm-hmm.
Now, listen, if you're in a situation where you need a little help like that, listen, that's what we do.
Mm-hmm.
Come in, talk to one of our folks in member services. Mm-hmm. We can get you to a lender. And there are ways to do that same kind of thing.
Right. Like, you don't have to come in and need a $10,000 loan. It could be less than that. Again, we're here for you. We meet our membership wherever they're at in their financial journey. If you need $500, if you need some overdraft coverage, let us help you. Let us take that stress off of you. So those things and that those important bills, and you can take care of your family, and we can educate you as well on what to do in the future so you won't have to use these services.
And this is one of the things that I love about my job. I love about credit unions. Mm-hmm. The heart of a credit union is what we call it. But you know what? We're not out here trying to take your money.
Right.
We're trying, you know, we're people just like you.
Mm-hmm.
We live lives just like you.
Mm-hmm.
And don't be intimidated or embarrassed.
Right.
Come by, sit down with us. We can help you with these problems. And again, we're not going to say no.
Right.
But we probably are going to say not right now.
Mm-hmm.
But
we can show you how we can get you to a yes.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
So the road to yes is right there. So RDC, ACH, and I know we also have P2P transfers.
Uh-huh.
That's person to person, account to account. Again, those are monitored. So there can be a little lag. But listen, my experience has been stellar.
Mm-hmm.
It's been really easy to do. And again, you know, what I love is this brings the cool to all of the people, right?
It is.
The immediacy that people are looking for, especially those that are online dependent,
mm-hmm.
and your money's protected when
yes.
you are banking with a credit union by the NCUA,
mm-hmm.
up to $250,000. Probably not going to hit that limit myself, but, you know, it's there.
It's a goal.
I need it. But, you know, First Mississippi wants to be your trusted financial institution,
mm-hmm.
and we're right there by your side. So, I think we're really close. Is there anything else you want to jump on?
Again, please come in, see a member service representative. Make sure that we have up-to-date information on you. Come and get a financial checkup. Contact us. We would love to come to your business, your school, your organization to do a workshop. We're here for you, basically.
That's right.
So use us, please.
Use us. All right. That's all we have time for today. Thank you for joining us on Your Power, Your Money. You can join us each week, as I said, at 9:05, or is it 9:06, producer? Okay. On Friday morning, just 9 o'clock until it pops up. Supertalk 103 FM, or you can go to supertalk.fm, search Your Power, Your Money, and listen to us anytime.
And remember, you can catch me on WTOK Fridays for Financial Fitness Friday to learn even more about taking control of your money life. For the entire family at First Mississippi Federal Credit Union, thank you for listening to Your Power, Your Money. I'm Crystal Clark, and my shadow here, Mr. Jerome Trahan.
Well, what's left of
him? Thank you for listening.
All right, folks. Thanks. Have a great weekend. Talk to you next week.
Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.